You can stay in bed too long where it drains your strength and your energy and your ability. So once the woman's problem was solved, it wasn't no need for her to stay there. And because she didn't have a fever and was sick, she could get up now and minister to those who were in need of her ministry. And they tell me she could sure enough cook. Now, how many of you know after you leave church, you're just a little hungry for some physical food, especially if you didn't have an anointed time? And listen, if you're in a real worship service, you're going to get your exercise on. All that late praise and hand, lifting hands, running, jumping, shout, you're going to get hungry. They just left church. And so this woman got up and immediately she went on to ministering to them. The Bible says... And it's important because verse 32 says, and at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. Not at the hospital. At the door. Not at the church house. At the door. Isn't this amazing when you understand the authority that Jesus has given to the believer? Listen at this. What you got to understand is you've got to be connected with Jesus. It wasn't in the synagogue. It was in the Savior. And when the Savior left the building, the anointing lived with him. Y'all missing. You remember all of the old Elvis thing? And when Elvis would leave a concert, about Elvis has left the building. Well, folks started dispersing and going on home. If Elvis done left then, well, it's like where Jesus, when he left and those who left with him went to the house, and there was Simon's mother-in-law sick. Jesus just lifted her up. She started cooking. After they had eaten, you notice there's a little time between the cooking and the evening. See, some of you supernatural folk and so super spiritual folk don't understand. You got to eat and sleep. On Sundays, listen, don't bother me after I have ministered and I have the natural recovery. After I eat, I want to what? How many of y'all ain't even preaching? You want to eat and then sleep.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
I'm the image of Father and the Savior. done in this earth, oh God. Oh God, we bless you.
For me.